On a Monday, it's the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. La Crosse and Fond du Lac counties are withdrawing from a plan to build and operate regional youth prisons as the state prepares to shut down Lincoln Hills and Irma. Federal officials closed a four-year investigation of alleged abuse of teen inmates in April. Do you work in corrections? How do you think the state should handle the closure of Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake? Is the current plan of building these regional facilities around the state a good idea, or do you worry that enough counties won't agree to build them? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Alan Beekel is county executive of Fond du Lac County. Alan, welcome to the Ideas Network.
It's good to be here.
So help us understand Fond du Lac's situation, initially stepping up to be one of the counties that would have a new juvenile corrections facility. What was the appeal?
Well, this gave us an opportunity to what I feel would be a better job in helping the juveniles, you know, turn into more productive adults. We don't want to be training young people to become, you know, prison population later in their life. So we felt this was really going to be a golden opportunity, and we wanted to do this. But as we looked into it, number one, the whole program came under the Department of Corrections, which when you use a corrections model, in my opinion, it is, you know, less emphasis on rehabilitation and more on corrections, you know, just housing the individuals and giving them limited opportunity as opposed to really trying to do intensive therapies to get them to succeed later in life. So, again, we wanted to do this, but as I looked into, number one, is there a need for a facility this close to Milwaukee? Would we have the population? Would there be enough young juveniles that would fill it? Now, if you don't, you have to do, because of the staffing requirements, you have to have, you know, increments of 8. So we could either have 8 or 16. Well, 16 we felt was too large. 8, it would be very difficult to make it financially, because you have high cost. You know, you don't have the economy of scale with more kids. And then the other thing, of course, when we looked at this area and we met with some of the counties to the north, Winnebago and Fond du Lac had no kids in this type of facility in 2018. So no one at Lincoln Hills. I think Outagamie had 2 and Brown had 4. So that's 6 among those 4 very populous counties. So that sort of very much concerned me at that point. And then there's also someone on the state level had done a business plan for a facility with 32 beds. And they said that the daily rate would have to be $800. Well, in July, we're going to, I think, 503 per day. And so 800 would be a significant increase. And all in all, what every county has been doing, especially since the Lincoln Hills issues, is they are diverting kids to other programs. And we've been doing the same thing. We try not to have any children in the state facilities.
And so you would need more support from the state when you look at operational and startup costs in order to make this viable in your county?
Well, certainly. The startup cost is the main thing, because you have to get someone to run the place, then has to hire the staff, you have to train the staff. You know, it's a whole lot of expenditures before before you're actually open. And then that has to be built into the rate, and that's just not doable. You can't go up to, you know, near $1,000 a day to make a facility like this pay off. Now, if you use a larger facility, you may be able to bring that rate down, but I don't think there's the need. There's not enough young people out there to fill up even a 24-bed facility this close to Milwaukee, because Milwaukee is going to be keeping their own children, so you know, we probably would be operating less than full, which there's no way you can make it financially.
We're talking with Alan Beekel. He's county executive of Fond du Lac County. Listeners in Fond du Lac and La Crosse counties, how do you feel about your county's decision to not build a youth corrections facility? Milwaukee, Dane, and Racine counties, what are your thoughts on having new juvenile corrections facilities in your community? You can join in at 800-642-1234. For email ideas at WPR.org. Alan, is there anything that would change your mind where York County is at this point right now as you look at juvenile corrections opening around the state? Anything that would make you come back to the table?
Well, at this point, it would have to be, you know, the willingness on the part of the state to, number one, fund the startup cost, and also supplement the operating costs. Now, I understand they don't want to guarantee losses, because then there's no, you don't have the incentive to operate efficiently. And I understand that concern, but there's got to be a way for more money to come from the state to help the counties keep these rates down for their own kids and also for the kids in the other counties. Because, you know, we can't afford to keep increasing these rates. We're going from, I think it's almost $100 on July 1st, just at the state rate. Excuse me. And so we can't continue to pay, you know, significant increases year after year. And it's causing every county to look for options, and they've been finding them. So have we.
Well, La Crosse County also is going back on its decision to build a local juvenile corrections facility. Brown County is still making up its mind. And some people have brought up concerns that if there aren't regional facilities in these counties, that they'll all end up being clustered in the southeastern part of the state. And that brings up the same problem we already have had with Lincoln Hills, that it's too far away for some families to visit. What is your take on that, that this gets away from the whole vision of what was, tried to come together in the first place?
Well, I think the plan is, the concept is a great concept. It's how we put the meat on the bone, so to speak. That's the problem. Number one, I'm not sure we have the population up in this area. You know, and when up in this area, I'm only 60 miles from Milwaukee, but you keep going north, Brown County, I think, be more appropriate because it's closer to the northern counties than we are. And we're willing to work with Brown County on some type of a consortium operation. But we're very concerned about the numbers, and I think that's part of the problem. The state is creating this problem for themselves. They decided to close Lincoln Hills without, having everything studied out. This went way too fast. And so now here we are. You know, clearly we need facilities north of Milwaukee and Madison. But at this point, Brown is the only hope that's out there. And, I fully support what they're doing. But, you know, I think they're going to find out in the end that it may be difficult to make it financially. When you do the business plan on this, it just doesn't work.
Well, Alan, thank you for spending time with us and for explaining the situation in your county.
I'm glad to do it anytime.
Alan Beekel is county executive of Fond du Lac County. We're talking about how some Wisconsin counties are hesitant about building regional youth correction centers as they crunch the numbers on the potential cost to a county. Milwaukee, Dane, and Racine counties, what are your thoughts on having new juvenile corrections facilities in your community? Do you see opportunities for enrichment, maybe through innovative programming? Perhaps you'll be able to visit your child, whereas before it was difficult to do so. Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Let's bring in Shelley Mesh now. She is a general assignment reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal and has been covering this issue. Shelley, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me.
So both La Crosse and Fond du Lac counties have said they're not interested in this plan. What have the counties that you've talked to, what have they said about backing out of this?
So the main concern is, as county executive Alan Beekel said, the main concern is operating costs, it seems, and those startup costs of the current funding model is on a per child per day basis for sending kids up to Lincoln Hills. And currently, that's what the model is going to look like for these regional facilities. La Crosse County hasn't sent a child up to Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake in at least 5 years, meaning they would be relying on the counties around them to fill their beds to make sure their operating costs will work. And those startup costs, that means that they will have to be paying for people to be trained before there are even kids in the bed to have that funding. So their concerns are for taxpayers in their counties specifically.
So the cost, the taxpayer burden of having long-term residential facilities without additional state funding, do we have any idea what a funding model would look like that would work for these counties?
So it would have to be probably something drastically different from what is currently had. I spoke when I was writing for the State Journal about this topic. I spoke with Representative Michael Schrott, who said, you know, the counties could have come up with innovative ways to do this. So he wanted more, from what it sounded like, he wanted more buy-in from the counties to really work on new ways to fund juvenile corrections, which could include just building into county operational costs for annual budgets, building in a certain amount for juvenile corrections. And that would include, because these are regional models, that would include partnering with other counties to ensure those funds are coming in. But that was just one idea that he had. There could be other ways that people are thinking up that I just haven't heard about yet.
And he was the leading lawmaker for the closure of Lincoln House.
Yes, him and Evan Goyke.
We're looking at these regional juvenile detention facilities, talking about how some Wisconsin counties are hesitant about building regional youth correction centers as they run the numbers. What are your thoughts on this? In your community, do you want a regional youth detention facility? We're at 800-642-1234. Join in the conversation. You can email ideas at WPR.org. And Shelley Mesh stays with us. She is a reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal reporting on this issue. The State Capitol Report continues in just a minute here on the Ideas Network. We're talking about Wisconsin's plan to build regional youth correctional facilities, and we're hearing the response from counties. It's the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're looking at the cost of these facilities that would replace Lincoln Hills in the coming years, the risk that counties would need to assume that comes with the operational costs of these facilities. Do you work in corrections? How do you think the state should handle the closure of Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake? Is the current plan of building regional facilities around the state a good idea? Or do you worry that enough counties won't agree to build these facilities? Join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Shelley Mesh is a reporter with the Wisconsin State Journal. She's been covering this issue. Shelley, both counties have said that they'd need more state funding, La Crosse and Fond du Lac, more state funding for this whole model to be sustainable. What does the current state aid for long-term juvenile corrections look like? Break down that model for us.
Well, when the state decided that it was going to close down Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake up in Irma, they decided that these counties would get a bump in the aid funding for operations. Currently, the counties are paying the state to have kids housed up in Irma. But the state said, we'll give you some more funds. We'll bump that aid by 15% up to $750,000 per year. What is of concern to these counties is that money won't be sustainable for places like La Crosse County and Fond du Lac County, where in the past year they haven't sent a kid to Lincoln Hills or Copper Lake. That means that they won't get that funds for their county.
Let's take a call now. Let's go to Gary joining us from Merrill. Hi, Gary.
Yes, hello. I think it was a big mistake to think about closing Lincoln Hills. If you have a facility, say in southeastern Wisconsin, and you have Lincoln Hills, which is right the center of the state. It's there. It's been working for decades. It's done a really good job overall. Why close it and go through all this extra expense? Just leave it open and it can continue to do the great job it's been doing.
Well, it has been the subject of a federal investigation that is now closed from April. But Gary's saying this is why close it? It's centrally located.
Well, one of the concerns with that is that a majority of the children being housed there are from the southeast corner of the state. A lot of them are coming from the areas of Milwaukee and Racine, which is one of the reasons why those counties aren't as concerned about filling beds in their facilities. They do just happen to have more children who are, the term is adjudicated delinquent and committed by a court to long-term care. Then they are being sent hours away from their homes, and it's very difficult for their families to keep in touch with them. And studies have shown that, particularly in youth corrections, it's very important to have that continued family connection. And it can be very isolating for these children to be up in an area of Wisconsin they've likely never been, so far away from home.
So is there an incentive for counties like La Crosse to build one of these youth facilities? Is there anything out there that really makes this an incentive?
It would be more of a moral incentive than financial incentive, that's for sure. But La Crosse County does currently have, it's considered a 365 facility. That means they can house children up to 365 days. That gives them more options to keep from having to send children to Irma, and it gets to keep them closer to home so long as they're not adjudicated and committed for longer than that 365 days.
What about Brown County here, which hasn't decided yet whether to build a regional local facility? What would make sense for them?
Theirs might make a little bit more sense in that then they would be the, as it seems currently, they might be the sole provider for the northern half of the state. So there would be kids coming from a lot further, considering we know how large the state is. But if there's only one provider, then there are likely to be more children housed there more regularly.
We're talking with Shelley Mesh. She is a reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Still time for you. Are you the parent of a child who's been through the juvenile correction system? What are your thoughts on the closure of Lincoln Hills? What is Wisconsin getting right and what needs to change? What has your experience been like? We're at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Shelley, Representative Michael Schraw, who is a Republican from Oshkosh, has called, he's really had a major role in the decision to close down Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake, and said that La Crosse and Fond du Lac are passing up a golden opportunity to run these facilities as they see fit. What kind of power will the counties that do build these facilities have to shape them and to make them their own?
In response to the legislation that set up the model for these facilities, the Department of Corrections created what's considered an emergency rule. That's just a set of guidelines. And really with the facilities, the construction of it was left kind of vague so that the counties can really work to create what they can fiscally and reasonably do, so long as it includes certain things like a visitation room and some outside space. There was also considerable staffing guidelines, the amount of training that's needed, guidelines on use of restrictive confinement, such as handcuffs, things like that. But it is left kind of vague with what kind of programming they could have, what their visitation space can look like. I've spoken quite a bit with John Bauman, who's with Dane County's juvenile court, and he had said that one of his hopes was that they could put a kitchen in the visitation room so that families could cook some meals together when they come by. So they would get to kind of model what their community wants and be more responsive to the children who are coming into their specific facility.
What do we know about the future of closing Lincoln Hills? Where are we at on the timeline?
So the timeline is still currently set for Lincoln Hills to close at the end of next year, with these regional facilities opening at the beginning of 2021. But there is a bill in the legislature currently that would push that timeline back by 6 months, so July of 2021 instead. That is in response to counties saying, you know, it's going to be really hard for us to get this through because they still need to work through their own municipal governments. So for Dane County, they would have to pass it. They'll have to pass it through Dane County Board and also work with the city of Madison to secure those building permits and Urban Design Commission requirements for any changes to where that facility is going to be.
So what I'm hearing is there is a lot that needs to be done on a timeline that sounds, pretty fast.
It is pretty tight. I've spoken mostly with Dane County as I focus on Dane County government, and they said they can likely do it, but they're also not building from scratch. Racine and Milwaukee counties will be likely building entirely new facilities. So theirs will have to move a bit quicker, and with the cost of construction, trying to move that timeline crunch in within that timeline is going to likely cost even more, which is why I think they want to push it back 6 months. But there are those concerns with abuse allegations up at Lincoln Hills. So the state doesn't necessarily want to hold off on closing it for that long.
Shelley, thank you for joining us.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Shelley Mesh is a general assignment reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, and we've been looking at the issue of regional juvenile corrections facilities to replace Lincoln Hills in the coming years and the reaction by counties. Just ahead, Harriet Tubman is slated to replace President Andrew Jackson on the face of the $20 bill, but the debut of the abolitionist leader will be delayed. We'll look behind the scenes about how money is made. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.